You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
News and editorial director Joel also spoke to the 2024 University of Canterbury Associate Professor in the Faculty of Art, Alison Griffith, on how she approaches understanding Roman society through Māori values.
As the 2024 University of Canterbury Teaching Medal winner with your studies into understanding Roman society, you approach this through a bicultural lens through the use of Māori values. What would an approach like this look like?
Mostly I use the approach in courses where it makes sense, and I'm talking about the Romans and their relationship to their land before they were an empire. So I developed this for a Roman myths course, and the Roman myths are, some of them are fairly violent, and in fact, there's a lot of violence against women. And a lot of scholarship around the myths looks at the women symbolically. Oh, they stand in for the Roman people. But I started to unpack that, and that got me thinking about Tangata Whenua and Mana Whenua and Mana, and conceiving of the land as having places in it that were tapu, which actually really works well with Roman religion. There are places, natural features. They can be mountains. They can be groves of trees or forests. They can be lakes or rivers that to the Romans inspire some what Virgil would call God-haunted feel. So the more I thought about that, the more I realized, okay, actually you start to understand the Romans if you understand them as connected to their land. So on the one hand, that was an easier way to approach the myths. But on the other hand, when I was talking to students, especially in New Zealand, it's an easier way to put the Romans before they had an empire into a framework that we can hopefully all understand. So that's one answer. There's a second answer. I teach Latin class, and I was looking, I'm washing dishes at a sink, and there was a poster on the wall that had words in English. Well, it had pictures, and it had the Tereo word for pictures, and I'm looking at the word realizing, my goodness, that is only transliterated. That isn't a intrinsically Tereo word, and it's come from Latin. So I have developed a set of flashcards in Latin where it's the same 20 words. One set's in English, one set's in Tereo, and one set's in Latin. And they're all jumbled up, and students work in pairs, and they have to get them all lined up, Latin, English, Tereo, same word.
Why can it be important to analyze Roman society and language, as you said just before, through these Māori values?
There's a tendency in society, not just in New Zealand, but worldwide, to dismiss or downplay subjects in the humanities. But all the subjects in the humanities are historical, linguistic, or social science, and some of them are cultural as well, so they'll look at literature or art history or something like that. It's easy to downplay those as not important in the modern world, and I completely disagree, and I'm going to disagree with another concept from the Māori world, which is, when we understand our past, any aspect of our past, literature, culture, history, it builds our sense of taranga waiwai. It gives us an anchor to what's come before us. So it's, to me, crucially important to understand this. So then apply that to classics. It's really easy to say Latin is a dead language, which is not actually true. And it's easy to say that it's ancient history, literally and figuratively. And I like to show that, in fact, anything that happened in the past, any part of the past, has relevance in the modern world. And to be able to explain the Romans or put out the idea that you can understand the Romans better by thinking about them in ways that might be thought of as more modern makes them more relevant, and it makes students pay attention. So, for example, when you have an election in a country that's quite powerful, and it goes in a way that a lot of people in the world think was wrong and inspires fear, if you understand Romans, you understand that people like that only last so long, and you will get through it. So it gives you that nice sense of perspective. So I'm, as you can tell, passionate about keeping alive the past as a way of understanding the present.
Do you believe that Māori values can be implemented through teaching other elements of understanding history on a broader scope as well?
It's probably the case. The problem is, I know this one little corner of history, but I would always encourage colleagues to look at their fields and start to think about them in a different way, as a way of considering this, considering what's happening in a new angle. We have a recently deceased colleague who taught a class on medieval France and one small corner of medieval France, and that had a high level of bicultural content in it. And I'm not sure, I can't say what it was, but I know there was a lot of it, and he was just as passionate about it as I am. So if you can do that with a corner of France in the Middle Ages, and you can do that with the Romans, if you think hard enough, you can probably do that with just about everybody. And there's some other fundamental concepts. I often say that the best place to see subtitled European films on television is actually Whakaata Māori, right? The Māori television channel. And the principle at work there, I think, is that everybody's native language deserves respect. So te reo, first and foremost, but everybody else's native language. And in a world where English is taking over and where you've got countries that are federating to become like the European Union, and then one language tends to predominate, which happens to be English, it's really, really important to get that message across of everybody's unique culture deserves respect and everybody's unique culture needs to be preserved. So through that principle, which is a bit subtle, I do acknowledge that, but through that principle of everybody's culture should be supported and preserved as much as possible, I would say yes, you could bring Māori values into most parts of academia.
That was Associate Professor in the Faculty of Art, Alison Griffith, speaking on how she approaches understanding Roman society through Māori values.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.